Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, I have a reservation code.
Sure. If you hold on 1 second, please, let me pull up that screen.
Sure.
Okay. I am ready when you are.
2411-0401-0028-8449.
Just one moment, please. Am I speaking with Naomi?
Yes, you are.
Okay, with TPS Event Production?
Yes, it's actually The Party Solution is the name of my company.
Okay, okay. All right, so just one more screen here. It's Naomi. We got a new phone system last week, so we've experienced a couple of drop calls here and there. What would be a good number to reach back out to you in case the call drops, God forbid?
Sure, 310-320-8825.
8825. Great. Sounds like you're up in the LA County area.
Very good.
I kind of grew up there. I know the area codes. All right. 1 second here. My computer knows it's the end of the day, so it's being slow.
Yeah, really. Just trying to get out of here.
All right. And we'd just like to confirm the address that we have on file. Is it still 2230? Amapola Court, number 2 in Torrance, California?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And then the classification of your business, is it a proprietorship, an LLC?
S-Corp.
S-Corp, perfect. So what you had received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Okay. What I'm most... Okay, so you have like a 250, you know, it says here can deposit about 250, and you have up to 5-year monthly payment loans. Okay, well, that says secured, unsecured, up to three years. I'm just interested in your requirements.
Okay, so those are two different programs there. One was for working capitals, and the other was for equipment financing. Were you looking to bring on some operational capital for the business or bring on some equipment?
Actually, you know, like paying off some of the lease that I have currently, trying to get it condensed and making just like one payment and or a couple payments.
Okay.
And as well as working capital. I want to hire a sales team.
Okay, so pay down some debt and then net the remaining balance to bring on a couple people. Okay, great. So our working capital program, are you familiar with those at all?
I'm actually working with somebody right now who's trying to get something going. So I was more inquiring about it.
Okay.
So that I would have some information that if it was an easier, trying to see what kind of information that you need to be able to secure these types of loans.
Okay.
Paperwork, you know, the least amount of paperwork.
That sure, sure. So we do have, it's just a simple one-page application. We would look at 6 months of business bank statements, first 2 pages of the most recent tax return just to verify sales for the business. And then any loans, it sounds like you have a couple loans out. Any information on those is what we would require to have the snapshot of the bit.
Other than a mortgage loan.
Okay.
Mostly it's other leases that I have. Is that what you consider the loan?
No, that's totally something totally different. So we'd look at the tax return to verify sales, and then if you did, you know, have any other working capital loans, we would want to see those contracts, and that would give us a snapshot of your business that we would require.
Okay, so I don't have any of those.
Okay, so yeah, just simple, basically three documents is what we'd require.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we receive that, I package everything, get it to underwriting. Takes me about an hour to do that. Typically, we can have feedback for you in 24 hours. If you like what we have to say, we send out a contract, go through that, sign it, get it back to us, and we can have funds wired into your account. And you know,
and
typically,
do you know what the qualification is for as the FICO score is?
How would you rate your credit? Because we do deal with credit tiers A through D.
Oh, let's see. I would say that right now I'm probably looking at in the 700s.
Excellent. That's well above the national average. So that would definitely can.
And I've been in business for 24 years.
Again, these are great factors that will work for you in getting an approval. So yeah, definitely sounds like. You know, there's some good information there for us. As far as as the business bank account is concerned, there is a requirement for there as well. It's just about $10,000 coming in and out of the account each month.
That's no problem. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Trust me. No problem coming out.
I understand that one.
Yeah. I was going to say, trust me on that. Typically, I think we're like probably at least, you know, 60 to 80,000 a month in.
Okay. You know. Excellent. And so was there a specific dollar amount that you were looking for?
I think in the other company, I told them 200, but then the funny thing is, because then they send you something too that talks about, you know, your debt. Although they're asking for credit cards and everything. So mm-hmm. I put all my lease and all my credit cards and the mortgage loan type of thing.
Right.
And
then
I was going, oh, guess I'm not paying all those things. So, well, I better ask for some more money.
Right,
but
right.
I think that typically, I mean, I think 250 would set me very nice, comfortable.
Okay.
Keep me in a comfortable range and be able to pay down a lot of things that, instead of 500 million things, you know, tapping my account each month.
Right. Would that also allow you to net a little bit for operational costs as well?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So our working capital, it, basically, the way that it works is, or how we figure out what we can lend to our customers is, the sales of the year previous were able to lend 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. Would you happen to know maybe a ballpark of what you guys did last year in sales?
I'm hoping about 800,000.
Okay. So, you know, based upon that, at the higher end of the spectrum, we could probably initially bring on maybe 120,000 for you.
Okay.
Upon, maybe about 40% of the way through the loan, with a good payment history, we would be able to bring on more money for you and extend the term if needed as well. To get you to the $200,000 mark or above that if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's just a matter of establishing history with us, and then
right.
Things get better basically.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the that's basically how our program works. And I'm sorry, please go ahead.
You might want to tell me, so let's say that just in a perfect world, like the let's see.
So like the cost of funds for the loan itself.
Let's say on a $250,000 loan, about what is a monthly payment on that? Oh, no, I better go with a $100,000 loan because that's probably more reasonable to ask for.
That's a nice easy number to work with as well. So we do have three payment options. And again, this would depend on what tier you would fall under. It sounds like you're going to be in our A-tier program. So we have a weekly, a daily, and a monthly payment. The daily payments are actually called micro payments. It's just a breakdown.
I will not do any daily payments.
Okay. So again, the options of a weekly and a monthly, and it's really hard to basically give you some solid numbers right now without looking at, the business,
right.
What the business has done.
I would never make you quote me just by talking to me.
So let's just say if, in a perfect world with, extraordinary credit, great bank statements, tremendous amount of time in business. You borrow $100,000. Let's say it's going to be about 12 cents on the dollar, and that's in a perfect world. So borrow $100,000, pay back $112,000. Now, if you were to pay it back early, depending on the program, there are some significant discounts. 25% of the remaining interest can be forgiven. We have another program where 6% of the remaining balance is forgiven. So early payment there's a reward there with it as well. Now rates can go up as well from, you know, typically 10 cents on the dollar and up. A lot of factors can contribute to that, and it can go up from there. But again, in a perfect world, that would be about what you're looking at for $100,000 over the course of a year or even longer. So there could be an 18-month program, and you would only be paying back, you know, in that perfect world, $12,000 off the $100,000 over that 18-month period. So that's almost breaking it in half to about 8%.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
So the payment itself would be about how much?
Again, it would depend on
Okay.
They have the underwriting has the algorithms necessary to crank those numbers out for you.
Yeah.
So it's tough to do. But I just wanted to explain there's not necessarily an annual interest rate. It's a cost of funds because some of our programs are less than a year, so we can't actually annualize them.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it's unsecured as well, so it is a little more expensive. So the majority of the risk is on our end.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate your help. I'll keep this in my files.
Sure.
So that if something doesn't come through with the other company, then I will contact you guys.
Yes, can I give you my direct dial here, just in case you have any further questions?
Okay, sure.
So you can reach me directly at 858-779-0426. Mm-hmm. And again, my name is Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H.
Okay, Zach.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to speak with you today. I hope you have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.